Wajdah wasn't thinking about her ticket to heaven. You could see it on her face. She wasn't even singing about it, really, just moving her mouth to the lyrics, her body swaying in rhythm with the melodic chanting of the other girls in her class. Though she mouthed the words, her bright brown eyes wandered the school auditorium restlessly, as if she were trying to catch sight of something more interesting. Though Wajdah wore the same dull, beat-up gray uniform as the rest of her class, she stood out somehow amid the sea of girls, with their straight, perfectly styled hair, neatly pressed clothes, and confident posture. The long hair surrounding her face curled softly, making her look untidy, mischievous even. If anyone noticed her there, slouched in the middle of the back row, she'd have been easy to identify as a misfit. "It's time for battle! It's the only choice!" the girl next to her, Salma, sang. Her voice rose with enthusiasm. "The war is boiling!" It seemed like they were always singing about their duty to be virtuous young girls and to fight faraway infidels or anyone who wasn't a Muslim. As a believer, it was the biggest, best thing you could do. It was better than going on al-Hajj, the holy pilgrimage, better than zakat, giving money to the poor, even better than freeing a slave. It was the surest way to get to heaven's highest state. But that didn't make singing about it any more interesting. Sighing, Wajdah let her eyes keep drifting. One by one, she read the posters scattered across the walls of the empty auditorium. During Dhuhr prayer, the space would be transformed into an all-girls mosque. So each poster was inscribed with lines from the Quran or from the Prophet's well-known sayings about women. The closest one read, "My fellow Muslim sister, be careful from the human wolves, men. Protect your honor from those who will kill you." Wajdah smiled, trying to imagine her friend Abdullah as a wolf. "Well," she thought, "he's got black hair, kind of like a wolf's, but there's nothing ferocious about him. He's more of a hamster." Laughter welled up inside Wajdah, but she hid her giggles beneath the swelling of the song. She'd missed quite a few lines, and Salma was glaring at her. Glancing guiltily around, Wajdah tried to join back in. They were singing along to a male voice on a cassette tape, which the teacher had turned on for the girls to follow as they practiced. But try as she might, nothing more than a whisper emerged from Wajdah's mouth. Even if she'd been louder, she told herself, her voice wouldn't have carried past the first row, where three girls stood, singing their hearts out, chests lifted and chins high. They had the best voices by far, and always got placed up front. Unlike the girls in Wajdah's row, who'd been stuck in the back for a reason. Yasmin hit an especially shrill note, and Wajdah winced, fighting the urge to put her fingers in her ears. It was definitely better to be quiet bad than loud bad. By this point in the practice session, everyone was tired and restless. They were probably all thinking about lunchtime and how best to position themselves in the cafeteria line for a falafel sandwich. There was a limited number, and they always sold out. The struggle to snag one before the bell rang was maybe the closest thing to a real battle that Wajdah's classmates would ever experience.
"Girls, stand in your spots!"
Ms. Noof shouted. Huffing impatiently, she surveyed the three rows of 11-year-olds on the homemade-looking wooden stage. The teacher's bulky figure was all but lost in her oversized skirt and long plain blouse. It was the kind of outfit Wajdah saw advertised along 30th Street in Al Alaya, the commercial heart of Riyadh. She liked to watch the Yemeni salesmen there haggle with their customers, who were mostly no-nonsense teachers like Ms. Noof. Although all Saudi women wore essentially the same black uniform in public, with a veil wrapped around their heads and either a mask-like niqab or a sheer black fabric called a shayla over their faces, underneath, They liked their patterns as crazy and bright as possible. From all the weddings and social gatherings where Wajda saw her teachers, sometimes Riyadh felt like a small town rather than a sprawling city, she knew Ms. Nuf loved animal prints. Wajda liked to pretend that if the school allowed it, her teacher would be wearing a leopard-spotted blouse with matching heels.